Lawrence County Jail, our jail. His children don't know him. His marriage is in trouble. He is in that pit of despair. On that night when he sits in his cell, he doesn't know where to turn. A man comes to his cell that evening. It's a Saturday night. It's cold. It's nasty. He just simply says, "Sir, can I pray with you?" And he introduces himself. And they start talking. The man has the prayer request, and he listens to that. But that man takes the opportunity and presents the gospel to him. That man that was in the pit of despair accepts Jesus Christ as his Savior. He has a new life. He goes from the pit of despair to having a brand new life. It's not because of what the Gideon said. It's because of what the Gideon showed him. He showed him the gospel message. He showed him God's promise. That man that went to that jail that Saturday night, gave up his Saturday evening, was a Gideon. That's what your Gideons do locally. As Gideons, we represent the local churches. We pray for the pastors. It was so encouraging to talk to your pastor, Randy, this past couple weeks. You people are really blessed. Wow. What a marvelous man. And he's using all of his talents to help your church grow. And as Pastor Michael just said, and it's the same thing that the Gideons are all about. It's about seeing souls saved. As Gideons, that is our primary purpose, is to see the lost become saved through our testimony and through our witness and through getting the word of God into people's hands. That's what the Gideons are all about. We have 300,000 members worldwide. We're in 190 countries right now as Gideon. We call it camps. Matter of fact, I have a brother Gideon here this evening. Perry Brock, where was Perry at? Here in the back, all right. Now, Gideons are not supposed to sit in the back, Perry, okay? But we have, think about that, we're in 190 countries. We have 190 different, or 300,000 different camps worldwide. We have distributed 1.8 billion Bibles and New Testaments to date. In the past 10 years, we've distributed 900 million scriptures. Our goal for distribution is to be 120 million per year by the year 2020. Our goal is to distribute 120 million scriptures per year by the year 2020. That's what the Gideons are all about. Why do Gideons get the word of God in people's hands? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and the marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." Going to have to get used to that, I think. And you think about why Gideons are doing that, it's just a very simple thing. We believe, we know what the Scripture says, that the Word of God is powerful. It has the power to change people's lives. You know, I talked about that man that accepted Christ as his Savior in that Gideon jail. You think, well, or in the Lawrence County jail, you think, well, that's a jailhouse conversion. Well, the following week, that Gideon was back at the Lawrence County Jail. And he starts talking to another inmate. As he's talking to that other inmate, you know, the way their jail is set up, it's kind of a big area, but each man has his own cell. The man that was saved the week before comes out. Now this brand new, crisp Gideon New Testament that I gave him last week, it is worn out with just in a week. I'm not even talking to the same guy. Last week, countenance was down. He was depressed. This is a new man in Christ. He's got a smile on his face. I'm wanting to witness this other man, and he just jumps right into the conversation. "I can't believe what I've been reading. Oh, it's changed my life. Oh, my gosh, there was such power with him. He needs to come to Big Branch and come to this church." He just had the power, and he started explaining what he had read. He was flipping the passages, and he's just like, "Look at this, look at this, look at these promises." And where we're in this jail, in this part of the jail, we actually literally have to get down on our knees and look through a slot like this.
to talk to the guy. So here I'm down on my knees talking to this, and the guy had been saved the week before is over here. He's talking about what the Bible had done for him. And the guy that I had originally started talking, his eyes are as big as saucers. It's like, what is going on here?
Yeah, it's one thing to share the gospel with somebody, but what he's seen in that man made it so easy. Because finally I had to kind of do like, well, like, let me talk for a second. And I said, sir, would you like to have what he has? Absolutely. Turn to the back of the Gideon Bible, and there's a clear plan of salvation right in the Gideon Bible. It just takes you through the Romans road, more or less. And that man accepted the Lord, too. So here you have three men on a dirty concrete floor on their knees praying together. You know, I asked first the man who had been saved the week before to pray. Prayed a beautiful, powerful prayer. And I said, you've heard the gospel. Would you like to pray the salvation prayer? And here's this Gideon, or this man sitting there. We're all on our knees praying on the concrete floor. Well, by that time, we've got people standing behind us. Other people are hearing this testimony. That's what Gideons do. Locally, we go into our jails. We go into hospitals. We go into, you know, you've been in the hotel room that has Gideon's Bibles placed. That's what we do. But we're not only just local. We're also international. As Pastor Michael said, it's actually Gideon's International. We have a huge ministry throughout the world. As an example, Gideons go into a school that's in the Philippines. And Gideon simply walks up to one of the teachers and says, can we give Gideon Bibles to the staff, the teachers, and the children? And this lady just immediately goes, yes! Can I show you something? And she pulls out a Gideon Bible, and it is worn out. She goes, this is the only Gideon Bible we have in our entire school. And she said, we've had it for years. We pass it around. So we can't even tell you the number of people that power of God, that word has brought to salvation. It brought people to salvation. And we can't even tell you the number of people that have changed their lives. One Gideon Bible. They've only had that one Gideon Bible for like 10 years. And you can just imagine the condition it's in. Oh, it's great. The Gideons start lining up, and they brought cases and cases of Gideon Bibles in to pass out. It's wonderful. You know, the children just could not wait to get their hands on that. Lined up with the students is also the teachers. They were hungry for the Word of God. But there is a sad part of that. Before the distribution was over, we ran out of Bibles. You know, it was just an overwhelming amount. We only brought so many into that country, and yet we ran out of Bibles. We promised to come back. We ran out of Gideon Bibles at that time. You know, just for $1.30, we can put a Gideon Bible into somebody's hands. Think about that. For only $1.30, we can put a Gideon Bible into somebody's hands. I mean, what can you get for $1.30 today, right? Been to the gas station? Get you a third gallon of gas? Wow. Isn't that sad? You get a third gallon of gas. Now, you can go by Wendy's and get a child's hamburger for $1.30. That's nutritious. Or you can buy a bag of M&Ms for $1.30. Now, a lot of times when I speak on Sunday mornings, this really gets people's attention because they're thinking about the lunch, all right? I'm seeing some hands back here. Now, I've actually offered, instead of doing the offering, we'll do an option for the M&Ms. We'll see how that works out. And I've had some really good response to that, but I haven't done it yet. But think about what you can do for $1.30. You can buy a Gideon New Testament that's going to change somebody's life. You can buy a third gallon of gas. You can get you a Wendy's children's hamburger. You can buy a bag of M&Ms. And really, this represents our worldly desires. Isn't that what it is? I mean, what's this going to do for you? Yes, it'll satisfy you for a moment. Might add an inch to your waistline. Is it going to satisfy? Is it going to change anybody's life? Absolutely not. But on the other hand, this has the power to change people's lives. Up in Circleville, where my wife and I just came down from, we used to go to the juvenile detention center. And there, unlike an adult jail, the young people, anywhere from 13 to 17 years old, when they go to the juvenile detention center, they are in isolation. Literally, they have their own little cell, and they're not even allowed to talk to other people. You know, when they talk to the guards, they have to address them as sir. They talk to no other boys. The girls are segregated in another part. My wife is an auxiliary. She would go and witness to the girls. When we'd go in, we would announce that the Gideons are here, and we rebuild a rapport with the guards or the supervisors, and they already have a list because they'll ask the young men, would you like to talk to a Gideon? And the boys would say, yes. Well, think about it. They've been in isolation. They're not allowed to talk to anybody else. You know, they really have no idea what a Gideon is. They just want to talk to somebody. And there we get to have a one-on-one conversation with them, and you know, some wonderful times of witnessing and talking to those young men. There were some heartbreaking parts of that, too. You know, you have young men that have never, ever heard the gospel message. They come from homes that are broken. You know, 98% of those young men that are in those juvenile detention centers have no fathers. Their mothers have issues like drug addiction. They have never heard of a gospel message. Can you imagine that? Yeah, I would tell them, you know, just the simple verse of John 3:16. You think the whole world knows John 3:16. You would ask this 13-year-old, have you ever heard of John 3:16? No. You tell them about John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would believe in him doesn't have to die. Wow. And they've never heard that. Do you have a Bible in your home? No. Wow. How many of you had Bibles in your homes when you were growing up, right? How many of you were a product of coming up in a church or a Christian family that heard the gospel, right? Think about a child that has never, ever heard the gospel, has never seen a Bible. Think about what our schools have done today. We've taken God out of our schools, right? When I was a child here in South Point High School, school number one, you know, we've all received a Gideon Bible, right? Remember those days? We've been kicked out of the schools nowadays. One of the verses that we read, or I used to read to the young men in the church or in the detention center, was John 1:12. It says, but as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become a child of God, to those who believe in his name. I would ask, if you are a child of God, what does that make God to you? If you're a child of God, what does that make God to you? Our Father, right? The light would start to come on with these young men. I said, well, if you accept Christ as your Savior, you will now have a Father that loves you. You'll have a Father that will never leave you. And did you get the words? He loves you. Matter of fact, the Father loves you so much, he gave up his Son for you. You would just see the hardest cases, just break and cry. I would love to share some of those stories with you, but for time I won't. But you would see the hardest cases that you could ever imagine, just break and cry. We had the privilege of leading a lot of young men to the Lord there. When you think about what the power of God's word is, we have a promise in Isaiah chapter 55, 11. It says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Think about the number of Bibles that we have distributed as Gideons because of the donations of our local churches. Think about that. And God's promise is what? It says, hey, my word will not go out void. It's going to change somebody's life. In fact, when we were at the jail, somebody said, well, a lot of those men have these Bibles already, and there's extra ones laying around. That's right. I have Isaiah 55:11. Not a single word of his is not going to be effective. Somebody's going to pick that up. Somebody's going to read that. We've had stories where they found Gideon Bibles in the trash, and it's led people to salvation. That's the power of God's word. We trust when we get this into somebody's hands, when it's printed, it's going to be effective in what it does. Just as Big Branch's church goal is to see people saved, that's what Gideon's International is all about. We want to see souls saved for Christ. We do that by our own personal testimony, by going to the churches. We do that by distributing the Word of God. Now, how can you get involved? It's pretty simple. You basically give to buy the Bibles. Or you can be like Perry Brock and you can be a fellow Gideon with us and get involved in that ministry. It's a wonderful ministry where both the husband and wife can serve. And I encourage you to do that. You can do the gift card ministry. If we don't have a gift card ministry, we'll work on getting one into your church. And that's where a lot of times at a funeral, you know, instead of giving flowers, you will donate money, you buy a card, you sign it, and you commit to buying so many Bibles. My wife is Charles Jane's daughter. Everybody know Dr. Charles Jane from the area? I see a few nods. We did that for his funeral. My father-in-law, his whole life was about winning people to the Lord. Even in his death, he led people to the Lord because there was hundreds of Bibles that were donated in his name. That's what the gift card ministry is about. So think about it. Our purpose is the same as Big Branch's purpose, and that is to see people one to the Lord. We're going to do that by distributing Bibles. You can get involved, and I just simply ask for your donation. You can spend $1.30 for this and change a life, or you can buy this for $1.30 and change your waistline. All right. I thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Praise team, if you guys would come on up. We can have our ushers at this time. His words were true. Those were genuine testimonies, I believe, with all my heart. And those are genuine people. What a reality. What a possibility. So this evening when you contemplate, think about what lives will be affected. Perry, would you ask a blessing on our offering, please?